Welcome back to Juneau Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. The city and borough of Juneau will give a community update this afternoon at 4 p.m. in about 30 minutes on how it's responding to the CDC's new guidelines on where and when to wear a mask. Joining us now, Robert Barr, Emergency Operations Center Planning Chief for the city and borough of Juneau. Hello, Robert.
Hi, Shelley. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, and I imagine that you're quite busy. So we'll get through this interview and I'll let you get to your big meeting. So in about half an hour, the city and borough of Juneau will provide a much needed update. Can you share what you plan to address in this meeting?
Yeah, of course. Basically, we're going to be debriefing the new CDC guidance and how we've incorporated that new guidance into our risk mitigation strategies. So if you've been following the CDC guidance that came out, last week, it'll be fairly familiar to you. And there's ways that you can participate. We'll be on Facebook Live, but also on Zoom. And if you go to our website, just juneau.org, there's a link under the COVID-19 section to that Zoom link if you want to participate on Zoom, or you can do it via Facebook.
What's the best way for the public to engage in the Q&A?
Yeah, so there's two good ways. You can either email us ahead of the event. Of course, there's not a whole lot of time, but we are still monitoring that email at covidquestions@juneau.org. Or during the event, you can type a question into the Q&A box on Zoom if you're logged in via Zoom.
What, if anything, can you share with us now?
Well, I can just briefly talk about that new CDC guidance. So essentially what the CDC has said is that if you are fully vaccinated, the science we've learned enough now about the vaccine and about its effectiveness that you don't need to mask anymore in indoor or outdoor settings. One of the things that I think, I don't think that's going to mean that we are going to see people just all of a sudden taking up their masks, even though our vaccination rates are so good. Over 70% of our eligible population, that's everyone over the age of 12 now, is vaccinated in Juneau, which is just a phenomenal rate. And I'm really proud to live in Juneau because our community has done a really great job at responding to this public health emergency and getting out and getting vaccinated. I think it'll take a little bit for us individually as a community to start to be comfortable with this new guidance and for us all to, develop an understanding of the science. I think it's similar as how, there are folks out there who have lots of good questions about vaccines and want to understand, what's in a vaccine and what does it do and, all that before coming to an informed decision about getting a vaccine. Similar sort of thing here, right? I think that people are really going to want to learn the science for themselves as to why the CDC is saying what they're saying right now before they're comfortable taking their masks off. And I think that's good.
People have expressed a lot of concern about how vaccination status as it relates to masking is based on the honor system. Do you think the public can be trusted to protect each other?
I've gotten that question a whole lot. And again, I would say that I am quite confident in our local community's ability to respond well, just based on what I've seen throughout the course of this pandemic. Our case rates have been comparatively low. Our outbreaks have been relatively quickly contained, in large part through effective cooperation and engagement and information sharing. Our hospitalization rates have been held generally low throughout the course of the pandemic as well. Our testing rates have been good. People have been getting tested when we've asked them to. People have been getting tested when they've been symptomatic for any COVID-like symptom. And our vaccination rates are high too. So all of that gives me hope that we can trust our friends and neighbors to follow that new CDC guidance and continue to mask. If you're not yet vaccinated, learn what you need to learn to make that informed choice. I'm hopeful about that.
Robert, how often do you connect or network with Emergency Operations Center people? People in your cohort outside of the state of Alaska or even within the state of Alaska, and how are the challenges they're facing different from the ones we're facing here in Juneau?
You know, that's a great question. And I wish I had more time to do more networking with colleagues, cohorts of mine outside of Alaska. I do get the opportunity at least once or twice a week to connect with someone in the state. Most often that's with our public health experts at DHSS, Dr. Zink and Dr. McLaughlin and their teams. And a couple of other Southeast-based EOC folks. And, you know, I got to tell you that I kind of sound like a broken record here, I know, but I get the question a lot, like, how are you guys doing so well? Like, how come your vaccination rates are so high, and what can we do? You know, is there any lessons that you know, can be learned from how things are going in Juneau? And I honestly don't have a good response to that. Other than that, our community has really come out and done a good job at, by and large, coming out and doing the right thing. So I really do attribute it to where we live and the people here.
And some more good news. Vaccines have been approved for children ages 12 to 15, and the city has already held some vaccination clinics for those kiddos. Can you please give us an update on that?
Yeah, happy to. So we vaccinated at the high schools on Friday and at the middle schools, on Monday? And they went well. We vaccinated 616 kids, and a couple of parents were in there too that had come with their children. And it was great. People were happy to be there. We'll be back there in 3 weeks to do second doses. And we will also be announcing a whole bunch of additional opportunities for people to get a vaccine this week, next week, and into June and July. So the opportunities will be there. If you are the parent of a 12 to 15 year old, it's just the Pfizer vaccine that is currently authorized for those kiddos. Actually, if you're under 18 at all, at any of those ages, it's just the Pfizer vaccine that you're eligible for. So keep an eye on vaccine types when you're looking at those. Come out and get vaccinated. It's good for the kiddos for sure. Good to get ready for the summer and know that you're protected for all of those fun social activities that we all want to do and engage in with each other.
Absolutely. Robert Barr, Emergency Operations Center Planning Chief for the City and Borough of Juneau, thank you so much for your valuable time today. I know you're super busy, so lots of luck with your meeting in about 20 minutes, and I look forward to hearing some of those updates later.
Thanks, Shelley. Have a great one.
You as well.